At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Now, Paul Boris, a.k.a. the Pitch Doctor, well-known communications and presentation expert, he's appeared on this show many times. His latest venture sees him take a funny turn, so to speak, with a brand new podcast called Humorology, where he interviews everyone from business people to comedians about humour and why it's so important for business and the workplace. It's always a pleasure to welcome to the show. Good morning, Paul Boris. How are you, Paul?
Good. I'm very well indeed, thanks, Bobby. And I love the fact that I've taken a funny turn.
Well, I hope it doesn't result in the reigniting of Maurice Minor and the Majors, that band that you were in back all those years ago. But I'm a great believer, Paul, in humour. In fact, I love humour, dark humour, different types of humour. And I've always used humour throughout my work. I was thinking about this, like anywhere I've worked, you know, it's always good and refreshing to have an element of humour going right through the business, if one can.
Well, I think that's so true. And by the way, on the Humorology podcast, where I talk to all these amazing people, you know, billionaires and sort of people from mega bands and sort of, you know, people who produce the Late Late Show in America and Ricky Gervais's producer. Every single successful person I know in any kind of business is the same as you, uses humor wisely and as much as they can, because humor humanizes. It's humor is how we best communicate. And it also helps us deal with stress and adversity. So it's got everything.
Yeah, there's really a time and a place for it. I remember being at a board meeting one time and somebody said, oh, well, should we have to have a bit of fun at work? And the chairman of the company said to him, well, so you're laughing at the shareholder. And there was a kind of an awkward silence. And he just felt that he just couldn't see that it was okay for people to have, you know, a lightness and to bring humour into the workplace. He saw it as somebody laughing at him.
Well, you have to find a balance, Bobby, between gravity and levity, you know, but I think levity should always be there. And I think it was Dwight D. Eisenhower who said a sense of humor is part of the art of leadership, of getting along with people, of getting things done. And I think that's so important. I think attitude in business is what leads to altitude, if you like, you know, to make it really great. Very successful businessmen like yourself get that attitude right. And I think sometimes people are afraid to bring it in because they go, business is serious. You know, you can't do that. But actually, all the science now backs up the fact that actually the lightness of touch helps with everything, less stress. You know, you can be more creative when you've got less stress. And people who work for you will take good risks.
Isn't there an element also of sort of positivity around leadership about people who are able to laugh at themselves? In other words, if one has that ability, one's standing can go up quite significantly in the office place.
I think that's very true. And every big business person I've worked with, and I've worked with some very, very high profile people, has always had that ability. Because if you can't break your own bubble of pomposity, if you like, you know, how do you expect others to? So leaders need to lead with laughter as well as everything else. Be the first to laugh at yourself. by the way, if you can't do it, how can you expect other people to do it? And what I always say to people is that 85% of your success in life is down to the quality of your relationships. So it's not, you know, how good you are at every aspect of, you know, understanding how accounts works. It's actually how you actually relate to other people. And that's the most important thing. And that's what the Humorology Project is trying to do, is bring that into business so people understand that you do need some lightness. You do need some levity.
I have an interesting text in from Mark that says, I have a boss who's always making jokes and most of them aren't funny. Be careful with the funnies, he says. So you actually have to be funny. That's one of the tricks, Paul.
Well, yeah, and also, yeah, that is one of the basics, Bobby. But also, it's the right kind of humour, Bobby. We know that, you know, humour can sort of, you know, put people down, and we want to avoid that kind of humour that makes people feel bad, that actually is not inclusive. You can tease, but if you're bullying with your humour, that's not good. And also, like you said, if you're not funny, please stop it now.
Leave it to somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things that you mentioned somewhere was that when you're entertained and you're laughing, you're 64% more likely to remember. And I thought that was interesting, that the sort of correlation between laughing and actually making something memorable is very positive.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you want is a relaxed state. You know, I always say to people that when you go to see a movie, when we used to go and see a movie, but you'd be in a relaxed state and you could remember everything about the movie because you were in a relaxed state. Well, laughter and good humor releases a range of hormones in the brain, you know, the dopamine for happiness, the oxytocin, the trust drug, and the endorphins to make you feel good. So when you're feeling good, you are more relaxed and you will retain more information.
What about sort of dark humor, Paul? Like if you look at, you know, people working in a morgue or in an undertaker's or that kind of thing, where they're dealing with very, very stressful, difficult scenarios, is humor okay in those scenarios among their own?
I think it's essential in those. I used to train doctors at Europe's biggest teaching hospital, and the surgeons used to have very, very dark humour because they saw horrible things constantly. And so they needed that kind of break. And what it does is it changes the structure of the brain to allow you to cope with it. So if you've got a lightness of touch, it may seem cruel, but actually for those people, it's necessary to actually, because really what humor is the easiest way to state change anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, as a psychologist, what I do, you know, is if I want somebody to go into another state, somebody comes in and they're very, very tense and they, you know, everything's going wrong with their life. The easiest way to change that state is a bit of levity. Now, it doesn't have to be, you know, here's a joke, you know, about, you know, something specific. It's not, it's a lightness of touch. And that's what leaders need.
Yeah, no, I think you're so right. So what about then the argument around, you know, you go to work, you have to go to work for 40, 50 hours a week, whatever it is. You know, you may as well try and enjoy it. And, you know, some form of humour, either, you know, whether you're dishing it out or receiving it, is going to make the week pass quicker. It's going to make it more enjoyable. And linking humour to being in a more enjoyable state while at work.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you can control the controllables in your own life, and you can control if you think about it in that way. What you're talking about is attitude. But humour breaks down barriers, and it makes you and the people around you more perceptive and more responsive. Now, do you want to go to work and put up barriers? No, You want to actually open that up. And everybody can do their own bit. And you just talked about the guy who wrote in and said, you know, his boss is always making bad jokes. Well, actually, it's not only about making jokes to change the atmosphere around you. What you can be is a really good audience. You can laugh easily. You can bring a smile into the workplace. You know, it's true when, you know, they say that, you know, smile and the whole world smiles with you, cry and you cry alone. Well, at work, you're spending your 40 hours a week. You might as well bring a smile with you.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I you know, I was, again, I knew I was going to be talking to you. So I was thinking a bit about this. And I have to say that the best people I've ever worked with are people that have had a sense of humor. I can categorically say that in all the various jobs that I've worked with over the years. The people who had a lightness of touch and were able to laugh at situations and laugh at themselves were far more capable than the dour heads with their heads in the computer or in the books.
Well, and you know what? This works across the board. If you bring humour into the workplace, you'll be surprised at what you can inspire in other people, in your teams, you know. And if you run a company, well, retention rates of employees, you just said it, Bobby, that you wanted to work with these people. In a world whereby it's going to be harder to get a job for a little while, I think you'll agree with me there, at least in the UK, that's going to be the case. Guess what? The people I think who will remain in place or get a new job are the ones who bring that lightness to a company. And when you employed a lot of people, and so who would you choose, Bobby, when they were coming through the door? The miserable guy who's really good at accounts, or the one who comes with a smile on their face, and that pervades to the rest of the people in the company.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Just finally then, Paul, the podcast Humorology, where would people find us?
Well, it's where you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you aren't into podcasts, you can also get the Humorology podcast on YouTube or on paulbarros.com.
Well, Paul Barras, it's always a pleasure. The Pitch Doctor, as we know you well, again, a great sense of humour, which is absolutely necessary. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.